Hey, we're going to get a chance to congratulate our friend Dick Hafner, who just went into the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame last night. We're going to chat with him before we get out of here this morning. But right now we're chatting with somebody, my goodness, I saw her on television the other day, and I thought, we have not talked to United States Senator Debbie Stabenow in forever. Am I exaggerating, Senator? It's been forever, hasn't it?
Well, good morning, Paul W. I think the last time we were together in person was up at Mackinac, for the Mackinac Conference. So it's been a little while.
It has been a while.
And it has been.
Good to catch up with you again. And this has been a pretty good time for you. There are some things that you're very happy about. You're chairwoman of the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Healthcare, and you feel you have some very good news to share. You were just down the street from us yesterday with the Health and Human Services Secretary.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many things that have been priorities for me that we care about in Michigan that have all been finally happening. And one of the top of the list is lowering the cost of prescription drugs. I remember years ago, when I first went to the U.S. House, and back in 1998, I was 5 years old, and I got a bus, and we asked seniors to join us, and we went from Detroit over to Canada, 10-minute drive, and lowered the cost of medicine for them by 40%. And I'm trying to, you know, at the time, and it's only gotten worse, demonstrating that we pay the highest prices in the world. We have companies that have the highest profits in the world, which is fine, but we pay the highest prices in the world, and the prices just keep going up and up and up. And one of the reasons is that Medicare, which is the main user and
the biggest buyer of drugs has to be Medicare.
Yep, exactly. And they haven't been able to negotiate prices. So the VA does for veterans, and they lower prices about 40%, but Medicare has been prohibited by law. So we are changing that, and they're going to be able to negotiate the best price for people on Medicare. And secondly, if you are a diabetic in Michigan, and about one out of three folks on Medicare are, we're going to cap starting in January the price of insulin to $35 a month for people out of pocket, $35 a month. And then going forward, capping the total cost for seniors a year in terms of out-of-pocket at $2,000 a year, which you could do monthly. And right now, out-of-pocket, you know, it's more like it's thousands and thousands and thousands, depending on what medications that you're on. So doing that, capping increases with drug companies to the rate of inflation going forward to get a handle on things. It means that rather than paying three times more than folks in other countries, which is about what's happening right now for us in the United States, we're going to be able to get a handle on this and bring down prices of something that's not exactly a luxury, Paul W. I mean,
people are
taking medicine, you know, to live. And so this is really good news that we're going to finally be able to get a handle on this. And then I just heard you talking to the mayor about CHIPS. I mean, the other side of this, in addition to prescription drugs, is what we're doing to bring back manufacturing to Michigan, to the United States. You know, so far, without the CHIPS bill or the new battery incentives and so on, we've created about 700,000 new manufacturing jobs in the last 18 months. But when you add the chips, which who knew how many chips were in our cars and trucks and
everything,
you know, everything. But then on top of that, the other piece that I've been working on forever are clean energy incentives. So my battery production tax credit, there's another clean energy tax credit called 48C, and a new electric vehicle tax credit are all in this new bill. And the reason production tax credits are so important is you get the tax credit for every one that you produce in the United States. It's not just creating, you know, the battery. It's actually making it, which is what is so important to us. So those are really, really big deals for us going forward.
A couple of quick notes. United States Senator Debbie Stabenow with us here on WJR. And first of all, we need to take back our manufacturing. We want to do it with chips. We really need to do it with pharmaceuticals. We can't have China making virtually all of our pharmaceuticals. We just can't do it. We can't hand to them now a not-so-friendly country. We can't put our futures in their hands. That's just crazy. So I would hope that as the chairwoman of the Senate Finance Subcommittee on Healthcare, that you push that idea. The other idea, as I made notes with what you were saying, Senator, is I can't believe one in three people in Michigan find themselves to be diabetics. I think it's great that you can find a savings for insulin, but way better if you can spend some money to find out why one in three people in Michigan are diabetic and how we can change that. I happen to believe not that diabetes is something we should control. I believe diabetes is something we should eradicate, and we can, but it's taken a big bite out of business for pharmaceuticals.
Well, Paul W., I agree with you on both things, on both on the pharmaceuticals and part of these tax credits are about, it's not just what we call manufacturing, but, you know, we do a lot of manufacturing and work around pharmaceuticals as well. We need to be bringing all that home. And you're on insulin and diabetes, it's one of three people on Medicare. So that's a little bit less, Medicare.
Okay.
However, that's still a lot of people.
It
that's
is.
Millions and millions of people. And we also have children, young people, and juvenile diabetes and so on. Some with, you know, type 1, it's one thing, but often type 2 is about eating. It's about diet. I mean, there's a lot related to diabetes that relates to healthy eating. And so with my, you know, agriculture hat on in Michigan, you know, we're one of the leading producers of fruits and vegetables, and we need to be encouraging us to all eat better and you know, and do those things that are going to get us off all the sugars and get us on healthier diets and so on. And that relates to diabetes as well.
Diet, so sleep, diet, sleep, and exercise.
Yep.
If we can get a handle on that, and it's all within our reach, but it's still difficult. I know. Diet, sleep, and exercise to get rid of diabetes, not type 1, sadly, but at least type 2 that we bring upon ourselves mostly. But the other thing is that now with Medicare can negotiate for prices. We're not trying to put companies out of business. We understand that research and development is important and they need to make money. But negotiating a better price doesn't mean that they're going to not make money. They're not going to lose money. They're just going to negotiate a better price. And why is it only five drugs?
Well, it starts with 10, and then the next year it'll be 20. They're going to phase it in.
Okay,
and so,
all right.
But you're absolutely right. And let me just say also, we have a big stake in developing new drugs. Most of the basic research is funded through the National Institute of Health, which is paid for with our tax dollars. So we already give hundreds of billions of dollars to the companies, which I'm all fine with, to develop the medication. But hey, at the end of it, if we're helping create the medicine, we shouldn't be paying the highest prices in the world.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to get a handle on.
Well, and it is especially critical to us because we can go across the river and pay far less, which makes no sense at all, you know?
Exactly.
Senator Debbie Sabinaugh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Take care.
You take care as well. 8:46 at WJR. Dick Hafner up next.